Have you ever been turned off by somebody who is just a little bit too positive and a little bit too joyful? You know what I mean. Let's say you're facing very difficult trials in your life, and someone sincerely intends to help you by saying, "Hey, don't feel so down. You're a Christian. You should be positive and hopeful. Things aren't that bad. Besides, they could always get worse, you know. Don't worry. Be happy." Now, such people, even though well-intended, often rub us the wrong way because it seems they have no clue about how much we may actually be hurting. In fact, maybe we feel that way about our epistle reading for today. I mean, how can Paul possibly tell us to be joyful always? Think about it. We read the paper, and every day we hear about people dying in Iraq. We also read about a potential flu epidemic that we might have to endure. And of course, gas prices are putting a crunch on everyone's budget. On top of those things, you may have your own personal trials. Maybe you don't have enough money to make ends meet. Maybe you have problems in your marriage or a tense relationship with your children. Maybe you have an illness that makes every day a trial. Or maybe you're mourning the death of a loved one. So how can Paul possibly tell us to rejoice always when our life is so often full of trial, stress, pain, and loss? I mean, is Paul writing from an ivory tower? Is Paul clueless about life in the real world? No. Paul was not living in an ivory tower. In fact, when he wrote this letter to the Philippians, he was in a Roman prison. And unlike the jails today with air conditioning and cable TV, Roman prisons were not so comfortable. Also, we need to realize that Paul was no stranger to suffering. I want you to listen carefully to this list of Paul's trials from 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Listen to what Paul had to endure for the sake of the gospel. This is what he went through simply because he was letting his gospel light shine. "I have been flogged and exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own people, in danger from foreigners, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches." Wow. If anybody had a reason to be bitter about life, it was Paul. But amazingly, this is the same Paul who tells us, "Rejoice always." Actually, that's not quite correct. Here's what Paul actually says. Listen carefully. "Rejoice in the Lord always." Those three words, "in the Lord," are absolutely necessary if we are going to understand the joy that Paul says you can have. Simply put, Paul is not asking you to deny the pain and the trials in your life. What Paul is doing is focusing your attention on Jesus and all that he has done to give you joy. Joy that we can have even in the midst of our stress and trials. In other words, we cannot produce joy ourselves, especially when we're hurting. But the Lord can give us joy always. How is this possible, you ask? Well, first, you need to understand what joy actually is. Sadly, in our trivial and superficial culture, joy is often wrongly understood as a feeling based on positive circumstances. In other words, most people think joy is an emotion, a feeling of happiness and excitement that comes to us when everything is going our way. When we get what we want and things go our way, then we feel joyful. But when we don't get what we want, and when things don't go our way, then we feel down, depressed, and discouraged. However, according to Holy Scripture, joy is not merely a feeling based on positive circumstances. Instead, joy is an attitude of peace and hope that exists even in the midst of intense pain, trial, and loss. Simply put, Scripture teaches that joy is the peace and hope that comes from trust in God's promises. What are those promises? Well, God promises that our many sins are forgiven because of Jesus. God promises that He loves us in spite of our circumstances. God also promises us that we will live with Him for eternity in a new creation without sin, pain, or death. And those promises are true even when your circumstances are causing you great pain, guilt, and sadness. Remember how the Apostle Paul suffered in his life. In fact, most of Paul's suffering was a direct result of simply being a witness for Jesus. Nevertheless, even though Paul, I'm sure, was often depressed and scared, he still had joy. Paul had an attitude of peace and hope because he trusted in God's promises. That's why Paul said, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Now, in our epistle reading, Paul also says this a few verses later. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Now please understand, Paul is not saying that real Christians will never experience anxiety. In fact, I want you to listen to what Matthew writes about Jesus just before the Garden of Gethsemane experience. Matthew writes this about our Lord. "And Jesus began to be sorrowful and troubled." Here we see that Jesus experienced anxiety. Now, if experiencing anxiety is a sin, then we have a problem, don't we? Because Scripture teaches that Jesus never sinned. So obviously, it's not wrong for you to experience anxiety. In fact, I think you'd admit there's a whole lot of things in this world that can cause one anxiety. My friends, God never says that it is a sin to experience anxiety. However, we are guilty of sin when we fail to give our anxiety to God and instead try to deal with it ourselves. This happens sometimes when we simply deny our anxiety and try to be strong, self-reliant people. Or other times we may try to escape from our anxiety, and of course in our culture that's done in a multitude of sinful ways. Maybe by using drugs, or alcohol, or food, or sex, or work, or hobbies, or even suicide. Or we may not take out our anxieties on ourselves, instead we take out our anxieties on other people by hating them and hurting them. are simply sinful attempts to deal with anxiety by our own efforts. Instead, Paul tells us to go to the Lord in prayer and pour out our anxiety to Him. God knows that we have fears and anxiety. He knows you have fears and anxiety. And He wants you to trust in His promises during such times. The Apostle Peter makes the same point in his first letter. In 1 Peter chapter 5 it says, "Cast all your anxiety on God because He cares for you." My friends, when we give our anxieties to God, then we can have joy, which is, remember, an attitude of peace and hope that passes all human understanding. In our gospel reading, Jesus Himself tells us to rejoice when we are being persecuted for our faith in Him. Now, of course, Jesus doesn't mean that we enjoy our pain, nor does He mean that persecution won't cause us to be anxious. Instead, Jesus is saying that we can rejoice even though we're being persecuted, because we know that we have a reward from God that can never, ever be taken away. In our epistle reading, Paul says that the secret of being content is that we can do all things through Christ. Now, of course, what does Paul mean when he says you can do all things? He doesn't mean that you can choose to do something and you will always be successful and always be victorious. That's not what he means. When Paul says that we can do all things, he means that in all situations we can have joy because we trust in the promises of God. Now again, what are those promises of God? The promises of God that give us joy are the forgiveness of sins because of Jesus' death for us, and the certain hope of eternal life in God's love because of His resurrection for us. Let me say that again. The promises of God that give us joy are the forgiveness of sins because of Jesus' death for us, and the certain hope of eternal life and God's love because of Jesus' resurrection for us. You see, my friends, contrary to what some of the TV preachers tell you, Jesus never said that our lives in this world would always be pleasant. In fact, Jesus clearly tells us that in this world, we will have trouble. But Jesus also promises that He has overcome the evil of this world caused by our sin. Therefore, when your life is stressful for whatever reason, when you regret the past, dread the present, and fear the future, remember Paul's words. Rejoice in the Lord always. Go to God with your anxiety, grief, and pain. And remember, even though sometimes God does mercifully give us relief in this life, sometimes He doesn't. But even when He doesn't, He still gives us His eternal promises. And that means that you can have joy in all things because you know your sins are forgiven. You can have joy in all things because you know that God loves you no matter what you're going through. And you can have joy in all things because you know that you will live forever with God in a perfect world. And not even death can take that away. Sadly, this world reduces joy to a trivial emotion that lasts only as long as we have positive circumstances. But then when life gets hard, worldly joy leaves us. But today, God has given you the secret of true joy. You can have true joy, an attitude of peace and certain hope, because you rejoice in the Lord. God wants you to cast all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. And the proof that He cares for you is that He gave His own Son to the cross that you might be His own for all eternity. The joy that Jesus Jesus gives you can never be taken away, no matter what you face in this life. Therefore, when you leave this place today and go back out into that world where I know life can be hard, never forget the words of God. Rejoice in the Lord always. Amen.